And what about, do you call this anything different over here?
Well, that's, no, just that breakfast room nook already. And that's, of course, that's the kitchen. And then you won't see it here and him, so you can draw a plan. Now here's a bedroom him.
So, do you call that, you said that's your...
Yeah, that's where me and my wife stayed in that room.
So what do you call that room there?
I call it my room.
And what about that other one? Do you call it anything?
Company's bedroom. When my daughter was here the other day, she and her husband, you know, they slept in that bed there.
Oh, yes, sir. This is a nice apartment here. How does this kitchen here compare with the one that you had in that log cabin that you lived in when you were a child?
Oh, it all together different. Wasn't no comparison in it. We just had a cook stove in there. You burned with wood in the kitchen. And you didn't have no heat other than the cook stove. That's the only heat you had in the kitchen.
Oh, yes,
sir. And it had windows there. You could look out and everything like that in the kitchen. And had slop pots to put slop in for the holes.
What was that like? What's a slop pot like?
Big can, big tall can, about this tall. You just pour your slop, kitchen, dishwater in it and things like that.
About 2 feet tall?
About 2 feet.
Big. What was it made out of?
Made out of tin.
And you put all your...
I have an iron pot now, but Grandpa Bowden had when he was working with convict women. That 40 gallon pot, iron pot. He'd cook, wash clothes in it, and he'd make lahmani in it, and just stuff like that. I have one of those pots.
Does that have a round bottom with legs?
Round bottom with legs in it. Three legs in it. One, two, three.
And you
start your fire under it. Start your fire under it and on the side of it.
Would you build a fire just like you build for the inside in the fireplace?
Yeah, you'd build a fire just like you did for the fireplace.
Well, you know, when you were building those fires in your fireplace, did you ever have to clean it out?
Oh yeah, you'd have to clean out, take out the ashes.
Oh, you would?
Pick them outdoors and pile them on the trash.
And what about the stuff up? Did the chimney ever get stopped up?
No, it never did get stopped up. From time now, they'd wear out, burn out a little bit, you know, and maybe catch the house on fire. Ours never did do it, but where they're well built, they won't do it. But where they're cheaply put up and everything, it's dangerous than setting the house on fire with that fire and smoke going out the top, you know.
Well, what is that? What burns up in the chimney that make the fire go out the top?
Well, when you build it out of brick, it ain't nothing that burns, just soot. Soot and stuff that accumulates up there from smoke.
And that's what makes the fire go out?
Yeah. At that draft through the chimney, the air, you know, pulled it on out to the top.
Were there any factories or anything here when you were a child?
And what?
Any factories?
No, there wasn't no factory here.
Okay.
The only thing when I was a child was here is the penitentiary system.
Well, did they have chimneys there?
Oh, they had everything there.
Well, on a factory, if you saw something like a chimney, would you call it a chimney on a factory too? Those big metal things like
in
a factory?
I reckon so. You can distinguish where one's built out of a fireplace, you know, where it comes out top of the house, you know, for 4 or 5 foot high in the house, so no smoke or no ashes can blow on top of the channel and stuff.
Well, what kind of furniture do you have in that house?
Had old-time furniture.
What would that be?
That'd be chairs, rocking chairs, single chairs like that. You wouldn't have no couches, nothing like that.
So you call this a couch here?
Call that a couch. Didn't have no couch then. But I'm talking about that a long time ago.
That's interesting.